Yes, and I also...
There are some prayers that I wanted to read, but there's something I wanted to say about them, very much in continuation of what you were saying, because I saw that you are very intent on pushing the devotees who have just arrived from their many destinations, pushing them to take advantage of being here in the retreat. Yeah. And you pushed and pushed and pushed, and I saw that some of the devotees, even without mobile phones, were getting distracted. But you kept pushing and pushing and pushing, and I think it got through to everyone that this is a very important time, and the one I remembered easily was absorption. That was the last one you mentioned. and the positive, and that we need shelter. And this is really the essence of what we want to do, and this is the essence in one sense of our spiritual life. I was listening to a lecture that Prabhupada gave at Radha-Damodar in 1972. He was speaking about the nectar of devotion, and he said the most important thing, and I was surprised to hear it, and as soon as I heard it, I actually thought of His Holiness Satchinandana Maharaj. He said the most important thing is enthusiasm. The most important thing is enthusiasm. Now, how in the world can you be enthusiastic when you don't feel like being enthusiastic, when you feel tired, when you feel distracted, when you feel like you want to do something else, you feel there's a thousand different things that can distract us from being enthusiastic. And what I think that these prayers that I'm going to read, they answer that question. And the enthusiasm is based on a hope that despite whatever we lack, despite what we lack, despite our superficiality, despite our material attachments, there's another factor, and that other factor is Krishna's causeless mercy. And this is a most wonderful place to bow our heads and to perhaps put out our hands and beg Krishna for some causeless mercy. But the main thing in requesting causeless mercy is Saranagati, or Gotripte Varanam Data, is to fully depend on Krishna and on His causeless mercy. And somehow or another, Him being, it is said that one drop of Krishna's mercy can drown the world. So if he could just put one drop of mercy in my direction, that would certainly be sufficient to bring me to a more favorable position in His service, to give me something that's true, to give me something that's lasting, because I so much tend to hold on to things that I will lose, I must lose. I identify with things that are not me, that are not mine even, because they're not me, they're not mine. I was also, when Satchinanda Maharaj Suni was, as he was beginning his talk, what happened? Does anyone remember what happened? Because Braja, one thing you can count on in Vrindavan is that something always will happen, unexpected. So what happens? Almost as soon as you began, the drums started playing. And I was thinking, I wonder how Satchinanda Maharaj is going to deal with this. Because it's so distracting. They're playing these wedding drums and everything. And then it starts getting cold. And then this happens and that happens and my leg starts hurting. And I can't think of what to say. And this and that. This is what it's always like. But if we learn this one art above all other arts, is to depend on Krishna. The word surrender, in one sense, is not the most fortunate word to use in English to translate what Krishna means by Sharanam or Saranagati. Because when we think of surrender, I mean, the picture that comes to my mind, don't mind Gaur Krishna, is like someone's holding a gun and you go, I surrender. But that's not what surrender actually means, or saranagati, sorry. Saranagati means a return to our actual natural position. In other words, saranagati means becoming ourself. It means self-realization. It means awakening, opening up our relationship with Krishna. It means returning to who we are. And that, to some degree, means giving up who we are not. To become who we are, we have to lose our identification or our feeling that this is me when it is not me. And it comes to just saying, okay, Krishna, I'm your servant. And this is what we want to do in these 7 days, 6 days perhaps even, is just keep this one, try it out, test it. I am Krishna's. I am Krishna's servant. How can I serve you? When Prabhupada first translated the Hare Krishna Mantra, there are so many translations of the Hare Krishna Mantra. There's Gopal Guru's translation, there's Raghunath Das Goswami's translation, there's Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's translation, there's Srila Jiva Goswami's translation, and they're very, very intimate and very detailed. But Prabhupada gave a very, very simple translation, which is so deep that if we take shelter of this one simple translation of what the Hare Krishna Mantra means, it will put us in exactly the correct consciousness to chant and exactly in the correct consciousness to take shelter, to be positive, and to be absorbed. And that simple translation is, O Lord, O Krishna, O energy of the Lord, O Srimati Radharani, please accept me. Please accept my service. Please accept me as your servant, but please accept me. Please accept me as your servant. When this desire really blossoms in the heart, that this is who I am, I am Krishna's servant. Please allow me to serve you. I've spoken to so many devotees who have somehow or another they've lost touch with Krishna consciousness. They've lost touch with their positions and their services. And I found that the thing that they miss the most is service. Seva, service, it's an offering. Our life, our energy, our temporary identities, they are meant for service. They are not meant to reflect back on us for our own personal enjoyment. They are gifts. They are not ours. They are gifts, and they are meant for service. And everyone who's here, everyone who's not here, we have gifts. This is the meaning of being an individual. We are something, we have something that no one else has. And we should offer that to Krishna. It's true. And that's our individuality. So what we want to do is somewhat in the 7 days to shed this all the false things that we think we are. Just at least even theoretically, because they don't satisfy us really, and just pray to Krishna to accept us as his servants. One time many years ago also, and then I'll read these prayers. I wanted to know how to put the deities, it was another set of deities, to sleep the proper way. And I wanted mantras. I wanted the real thing, the real mantras. And I saw a letter that Srila Prabhupada wrote when one of his disciples, dear disciples, asked him, what should I say to put the deities to sleep? And Prabhupada in the letter said, when you go to put the deities to sleep, you say, my dear Lord, kindly please take rest now. And when I read that, I was so disappointed. I wanted mantras, I wanted this, I wanted that. And Prabhupada had actually caught the essence of it, a sincere, simple desire that now, oh Lord, it's time for you to take rest. Now, it's a simple desire to serve. It is done with affection. It is done from the heart. It is done from as close to who we are as we can get. But then I became, after many years, and I grew up a little bit, I became so happy with this, with what Prabhupada said, because he caught the essence. And that's what we're here to do, to catch the essence. And the essence is the sincere desire of the soul to surrender, sharanagati, to rejoin our relationship with Krishna, to serve. And we're all longing to serve. We're in disguise of people who are longing to be masters, but it doesn't bring us the happiness we want. We long to serve. We long to serve. And whatever we do, we end up serving anyway. So let us turn our service mood to Giriraj Govindan. Could you play harmonium, please? So Rupa Goswami writes, and Prabhupada once, he was in Los Angeles, and this was many, many years ago when such cars existed. There's one car called a Thunderbird. So the devotees saw this, and Prabhupada said, what is this? And Prabhupada said, and the devotees said, it is a Thunderbird. And Prabhupada said, we also have Thunderbirds. And then he quoted this prayer.
So what do we do?
Just listen. Yeah. And then, oh, not you. You said, what do we do?
Yeah.
But I'm going to read it many times so that we can enter into its mood. O Lord of the poor. Now, if you think you are wealthy, this will push you out. But in the heart, if you understand that we have nothing in this world, really, that's truly ours. O Lord of the poor, do what you like with me. O Lord of the poor, do what you like with me. Give me either mercy or punishment. Do you trust enough to pray like this? O Lord of the poor, do what you like with me. Give me either mercy or punishment. But in this world, I have none to look to except your lordship. In other words, I am yours. Kotipte varanam tata. The chataka bird, and this is the thunderbird, always prays for the cloud, regardless of whether it showers rain or throws a thunderbolt. I am yours. I am yours. Please accept me as your servant. I am very weak. And not only am I weak, I'm very lazy to do even the smallest devotional services. Everything is always about me. I'm very weak and lazy to do even the smallest devotional service. The smallest service is an offering, truly is an offering from me to you. So then, because of my weakness, when I hear of the unequaled and difficult to perform services performed by the great devotees in ancient times. Sometimes I look at our line of the cyclic succession and we see Srila Prabhupada, look what he did. We see Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, look what he did. Look what Srila Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj did. Look what Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur did. Look what Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj did. They were not attached to anything in this world. When I look at that example, my heart burns with despair. Hopeless. What can, look at me, so attached to everything. Everything wrong, at least. O Lord, O killer of Agasura. When I hear, though, on the other hand, that your waves of mercy splash everyone, from the demigod Brahma down to the most insignificant creatures, then my heart becomes sprinkled with a cooling ray drop of hope. When we hear that Krishna is so kind, and he's so kind to the fallen and the most needy, Dinadayal, and how Giriraj, he loves to serve, and he's the king, Giriraj, the king of mountains, and he loves to serve, and here we are. So, if we can have this hope that if I sincerely approach with some calling and yearning in my heart, that Krishna will certainly hear my prayer, my sincere desire, and perhaps he will sprinkle me with a cooling drop of mercy. So try to take that. This is, as Maharaj said, this is going into such a rare time when we have nothing else to do other than take shelter of Krishna. Just look at the energy and the atmosphere of the night even. This is Vrindavan becomes very, very special at night. So become deep, become internal, and become a desire of service. Humble service, insignificant service.